Family First, Committee City, I'm Albia.
Hi, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Tamidi, last name Martinez.
Hi, I'm calling because, well, my name is Chanel Williams, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
and my client is Joy Pease.
Who, what's the client's name?
Joy Pease.
Okay.
I'm calling because for the past couple of weeks, I've been assigned to a different coordinator. I heard that the one I'm with now would be my coordinator. The lady I was with before was just like when I first transferred to the company. And for the past couple of weeks, it's like my check's been short, but I do my 77 hours per week. And I understand if I'm clocking in late or clocking out late or whatever. But what me and my client do is on the portal, it shows you like you can guide or something like that. Because some days I'm coming late because I'm going to the store first, or I'm leaving later because I went to the store and maybe it's 9 o'clock when I was out and stuff like that. So I have to come back like, to the client house. And this is someone that I've been working with. We transfer different agencies, so I'm here different times, but I am here throughout my shift. So my clock in and clock out, we make sure we're signing them and correcting them for my shift, and it's like she's still not paying me for my time. She's like, oh, well, let's say you were here for 4 hours. I said, yeah, it might say that, but at the end of the day, we did go back and put 10 to 9 before the shift was over or whatever, so therefore it should be corrected. I'm getting signatures and stuff on my sign on.
So, when you do miss a clock, are you asked for a timesheet?
I was about to say, the person I was with before, because the app will tell you if you need a timesheet, so sometimes they don't even say that. Like, for instance, last night, this morning when I went to the class, and they said I need one for yesterday, so I did that. But the person I was with before, they were like automatically sending them to me to let me know I need a timesheet. So I don't always know because the app don't always say I need a timesheet. And I'm making sure I'm doing it within that day, so it's not like I'm going 24 hours or something like that without my clock. It's like it's usually just like a late one or I forgot, something like that. It's always like, I always fill it out to make sure on the app that I'm putting something.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'm going to connect you to my administrator really quick, and you just express your concerns to him regarding the check, consistently being short, and you can just explain to him, your reason behind, like, you going in when you're doing favors for her before you get there,
yeah.
But you still try to make up the time later on, but for some apparent reason, your check is still coming up short.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure, hold on.